Israel's cabinet authorized an inquiry today into the conduct of the recent war in Lebanon. The government has faced sharp criticism for accepting a ceasefire without crushing the Hezbollah militia or winning freedom for two captive soldiers. And Israeli reservists have complained of a lack of supplies in the field. We take a look now at the impact of the war in Lebanon. In Lebanon, NPR's Jamie Terabay sat down with three young Lebanese to talk about how the war affects their plans for the future.
I met three young Lebanese at one of Beirut's seaside restaurants. The eldest is Mansour Omeira, a Maronite Christian.
I'm 24. I'm a master's student in economics at the American University of Beirut. I was up till now working as a graduate assistant in the field of economics and also in the field of journalism lately.
His friend Adham is a Druze.
I'm Adham Buranam, 21. I've graduated electrical engineering this year.
The third friend is Afif, a Sunni Muslim.
My name is Afif Habush. I live in Beirut. I'm Lebanese, 100%. From all sides, you know. 18, going to AB University, computer science major.
Of the three, Mansour seems to have been the most affected by the recent war. He says it's shaken his confidence in the future of Lebanon and his place in it.
When you start a new step in your life, you need to have a long time horizon. And unfortunately, I felt that with the current situation, that was not really feasible for me anymore because I could not expect what would happen next. And so that back thought kept with me, and this basically drove me to come to the conclusion that I should, in fact, change environments.
So he's leaving for Europe as soon as he can. Mansour used to be politically active here, but he says it's too sensitive to talk politics in Lebanon now. Afif Tabsh, the computer science major, agrees. He says the war has left Lebanese society even more polarized.
Definitely, there's some people who are against the idea of war and what happened and everything, and there are others who are supportive, but they do not shift. There's no gray. It's just white and black. So we don't go into that kind of discussion. We go into other, we try to avoid this kind of discussion. Are you with or against? Because it's going nowhere.
Adham, the electrical engineer, believes the war reopened the divisions among the Lebanese. And that means there'll be more conflict here.
I think it will come back. Because there's no stability. There's no solutions. The problem is still there. Everything is still there.
So what is the solution to Lebanon's problems? Mansour says the system of government, sectarian power sharing, is a failure and must be reformed. Adham, the engineer, agrees and says that failure is all too obvious in the post-war reconstruction of Lebanon.
There's millions of people that are rebuilding, millions of parties that are rebuilding. It's not the country that's rebuilding. And there's no country, there's no sovereignty.
Adham says to build a new Lebanon, there must be a separation of religion and state.
At one point, one party is going to be more and more powerful than another. And on the other point, another religion is going to be more powerful than another religion. And it's always going to create struggle, and it's going to create war or whatever. And we just think of ourselves as being part of a religion and not part of the country.
Afif Tabsh says that once the Lebanese begin to think like Lebanese and not like Shiite Muslims, Sunni Muslims, Druze or Christians, Lebanon will finally get somewhere.
I think we all agree upon that we want Lebanon for the Lebanese. I think we all agree that we want peace in Lebanon. I think we all agree that we do not want Israel to be in here in Lebanon. But still, depending on the religion or the party you're in, you adopt different views of the whole situation.
All three agree now is not the time for Lebanon to make peace with Israel. Mansour argues that can only happen when the Jewish state is able to reach agreements with all its Arab neighbors.
We cannot think that we are an island and we just want to take care of our own things. And basically, if you try to impose a peace on Lebanon that is not based on a just and comprehensive peace in the region, I think it will only breed more attacks on civilians, and you'll see Qaeda making operations here.
Adham, the electrical engineer, also shrugs off any talk of peace with Israel, at least for the time being.
Peace with Israel. That's right. It might be possible, but not at this point, not in 10 years, I think. I don't know. It's harder. Maybe it's harder than the problem of religion. You want to be like this?
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Beirut.